Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
And because the world system is headed up by the god of this world, the small g, namely Satan, so the world and its system do not want God, the true and living God, do not want the Mashiach, the Messiah, the Christ, the anointed one. And that's why in verse 19, Yeshua continued to say, you know, you are hated because you are not belonging to this world. You see, beloved brothers and sisters, that you and I have been transferred from this world of darkness to another kingdom, the kingdom of the Son of His love. We belong now to Yeshua the Messiah. This is so wonderful to know that we have been transferred to another kingdom, to the kingdom of the Son of God's love. We read in Colossians 1, verse 12 and 13, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us, the believers now in Yeshua, made us to meet or suitable to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. On what basis? Verse 13. On a basis of the fact that He, this is God, this is the Lord Jesus, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, or the Son of God's love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, and what we have, the forgiveness of sins. Yeshua forgave our sins when He died for us on the tree. And so He is preparing them in the upper room. He is on His way to the Garden of Gethsemane, and from there to be taken to Caiaphas, and from Caiaphas to Pilate, and from Pilate to be taken, to be executed, to be hung on a Roman tree and a Roman cross. And there to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Where holy and a righteous God forsook a sinless man because of the sin of this world. So Yeshua remind the disciples and reminding you and I, if we were in the world would have loved His own. But because we are not of the world, He said, I've chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Again, notice that the word here in verse 19, because I have chosen you. We read already in verse 16 of John 15, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. You know, beloved friend, unless the Lord have chosen us, we will never come to the Lord. We have been chosen in Christ, in the Messiah, before the foundation of the world. And in time, by the Spirit of God, we have been wooed in. We have been drawn in. And God, by His Spirit, have drawn us to see our condition and turn our hearts to Him. And that's why today we belong to Him by the grace of God. We are not part of this world, even though we live here. We enjoy the many blessings that the Lord provided for us here in this world, and we thank God for placing us here in this world. But this system that do not want God, we are no longer belong to it, because we have been transferred from this kingdom here of this world that headed up by Satan to the kingdom of the Son of God's love. And who is this Son of God's love? Is the Mashiach Himself. To remind you that in John chapter 20, we read in verse 30 and 31, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, that Yeshua is the Mashiach, the Son of God, Ben HaElohim, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Wonderful to know that we belong to Yeshua, the Messiah. We have been transferred to belong to the kingdom of the Son of God's love. The Lord continue here now in John 15 and verse 20, and he is now addressing his disciples by way of encouragement to tell them, remember the word that I said unto you, that the servant is not greater than his Lord. He have already told them this earlier in the upper room, of course, in the early part of this deliberation. In chapter 13, verses 13 to 17. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. So the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, is reminding the disciples that already earlier, remember the words which I said unto you. And he has a reference here to chapter 13, where he has said to them, at the time when he was washing their feet, he said, ye call me master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. If I then your Lord, this is Adon, and master, this is your Rabbi, if I wash your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. So he's instructing them with the fact that he is their Lord, and that the servant is not greater than his Lord, and therefore if they have persecuted Yeshua, they will also persecute the believers who follow, who are the servants of Yeshua. If they have kept my saying, they would have kept yours as well, but all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they knew not him that sent me. That's, of course, remind us, beloved brothers and sisters and dear friends, of the time a little bit later in the early days of the birth of the assembly, when the Kehillah, the called out one, the church, the Ecclesia, was born in Acts chapter 2. The early Hebrew believers have experienced persecution. They have experienced rejection when they were testifying for the person of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. To remind you that in John chapter 15, where we study, the Lord is desiring to remind once and again the disciples that he have already told them that as they follow him, they will experience rejection and persecution. To remind you that in the Gospel of Matthew, before the upper room day, you might say, have arrived, in the day of a Passover earlier, the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, have explained this to the disciples in the Galilee as well as in Jerusalem. He was telling them, fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. This is Matthew 10, verses 31, 32. He continued in verse 33, but whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to send shalom on earth. I came not to send shalom, peace, but sword. For I am come to set men at variance against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foe shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. He that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of the prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, but he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. So following the Lord, identifying with his name, at time will mean that there will be even opposition from those whom we love, even our own family. Father or mother, or brother, or sister, or daughter, or son, or father-in-law, or mother-in-law, a man's foe shall be they of his own household. Yeshua prepared these early Hebrew disciples to experience as they would follow after him. And here in John chapter 15, Yeshua said to them, this is verse 20, if they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. And then verse 21, but all these things will they do unto you, notice that, for my name's sake. Why? Because they know not him that sent me. In Acts chapter 5, in verse 41 we read, they departed from the presence of the council rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. It is unbelievable how the early days, as it is today in this world in which we live in, the name of Yeshua, the name of Jesus, is rejected in a world in which we live in today. Sad to see how the name of the Lord Jesus the Messiah is rejected. To remind you, beloved brothers and sisters, that the disciples, the early disciples, were told not to speak in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua. But you remember what Peter said in the city of Jerusalem? In Acts chapter 4, we read, verse 8, filled with the Holy Spirit, and he said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day examine of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto all, and to all the people of Israel, and we can say to all the people of the world, by the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught by you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Notice what we read in verse 12 of Acts chapter 4. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Remember, we already read in John 14:6, Yeshua said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father but by me. There is none other name, the name of Yeshua, the name of Jesus, under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There is no salvation except through him. But Satan hates God and hates God's people. And therefore, Satan do not want the name of Yeshua to be presented here in this world. And that's why the Lord preparing the disciples in the upper room in the city of Jerusalem, and he's really speaking to us all to be reminded of this truth, that the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, he said, they will also persecute you. In verse 21, all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake. This is verse 21. Why? Because they know not him that sent me. How amazing and how true it is. Think about the whole persecution of the assembly. The assembly simply means the church. The church simply means the called out one. The called out one simply means the ecclesia, all those who were called by the Lord to believe in the Lord Jesus the Messiah and become part of the redeemed company during these days of the church age, which will come to an end very soon. We live in the last days of the church age, of the assembly age. Soon will the Lord come to rapture his own people, but you think about the last 2,000 years of church history. The true believers always were persecuted either by the world or by the false church. By the religious world, the political world, or by the religious world who claim to follow him but do not. And so we continue here in verse 22 and 23 and 24. Yeshua said, if I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak or no excuse for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. Notice that in these three verses, Yeshua is really explaining that the purpose that he came to this world is in order that he will expose the sin that's existing in the world in which we live in. And we know that the sin was in the world already when Adam fell into sin, when Adam in the Garden of Eden disobeyed God and plunged the whole human race into sin. But what we learn that now God, who have already said to Adam that through the seed of the woman, the Messiah will come, who will be the seed of the woman, finally the seed of the woman came. And he came and he revealed the reality of the fact that man is a sinner by nature. And that there is no excuse, no cloak for their sin. No excuse because sin is being exposed because the Messiah has come. And you would think that when a Mashiach comes, who is a sinless one, who never sinned, in him there is no sin. He knew no sin. He did no sin. No one can convict him of sin. He is the holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, God the Son, who became a man, born to the Virgin Miriam in the city of Bethlehem. He was the sinless one. So when the sinless one lived here in this world for these 33 and a half years, and yet men still hates him, when finally someone who is a sinless person come into this world, it's only exposing the reality of the human nature. If I had not come, verse 22 of John 15, and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. In other words, here now I came, the sinless one, and spoke to mankind. He spoke 2,000 years ago when he was here. He's speaking today to us in this world in which we live in today. And if he would not exhibit himself before mankind, you might say all of us as sinners, we have no excuse because we can look at each other, we can compare each other one with another, all have sinned. But when the sinless one came, and still man hates him, it shows the condition of the human heart, exposed before the holy and the righteous one. And so Yeshua is saying, If I did not come, well, men might have a cloak and an excuse. Because everybody, they can look at each other and say, we're all the same. But then he continued, and he says, but now they have no excuse for their sin. And they hated him. And oh, how sad it is. Beloved friend, this is so important for us to understand. We pray that the Holy Spirit of God will help all men to understand that we are sinners by nature, and that we need forgiveness from a holy God, and that God entered into this world in the person of His Son, and that this man by the name of Yeshua, he is God the Son. He lived a perfect life here, and He came to die, to pay for us. And you, one might think that the world would love Him. One might think that the world, that you and I would be so happy that He came. And yet, the fact is that in spite of the fact that light came into this world, yet men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. And that's why by nature we hated Him. And that's why when one hates the Messiah, one also hates God, the Father. And then verse 24 of John 15, Yeshua continued and He said, if I had not done among them the works which none other men did, they had not had sin. But now they watched it, and yet they have hated both me and my Father. Imagine the many, many miracles that the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, have done here in this world. It's incredible. He turned the water into wine. He healed the sick. He fed the multitude. He walked on the water. He healed the blind man. He raised the dead. He have done so much when He was here on earth to show the proof that He is the promised Messiah, according to Isaiah chapter 35, when the prophet Isaiah spoke concerning the coming of the Messiah. Isaiah did say that when the Messiah will come, the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped, the lame man shall leap, the tongue of the dumb shall sing. Amazing. So that's why Yeshua said, if I had not done among them the works, this is the miracles, the signs, which none other man did, they had not had sin on them. In other words, now they have seen Yeshua in His life. They have experienced His presence in their midst, and yet rejected. Just to apply this to us today, if Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, would have been in our midst today, in any country, in any nation in this world, and make all these miracles, the human hearts will do the very same thing of the rejection of the Messiahship of Yeshua, hating both me and my Father. How sad! How sad! But then we continue and He's explaining, the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, explaining, but this comes to pass. Why it comes to pass? That the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, in the Torah. The Torah that God gave to the people of Israel. There it is written concerning the fact that they hated Him without a cause. You see, in Psalm 35, In verse 19, we do read the words that the psalmist is speaking about. He says, "Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with their eyes that hate me without a cause." Why do men hate others without a cause? Well, the law showing that this is the condition of the heart. This is what is called sin, the sin nature. The psalmist in Psalm 69, of course, it is a psalm of David, but prophetically speaking about the Messiah, in verse 4 we read, "They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restore that which I took not away." See, David is sharing his problem when he had experienced opposition. But to remind you, my dear friends, that David, Melech Israel, David, the king of Israel, is a picture, a beautiful type of Yeshua, the Messiah, who is the son of David, Ben David. And Ben David, the son of David, David's greater son, have experienced hatred without a cause.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitan. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.